Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're so thrilled to have Nick Longo with us. Nick is the Director of Aviation at the Patrick Leahy Burlington International Airport, otherwise known as Leahy BTV. Nick, it's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you and a great partnership with the Burlington Electric Department. I'm excited for today's conversation.
Yeah, well, we feel the same way, Nick. I wanted to start at sort of 20,000 foot view. Can we just talk about the governance of the airport and sort of how the airport fits in with the rest of the city departments? You're a bit of an odd duck.
Well, you know, I would actually say it's very similar to the Burlington Electric Department, where we are a department of the city of Burlington, and I am a department head that reports to the mayor of Burlington. We are also an enterprise fund, so every dollar that we make out at that airport is used to support our expenses at the airport. We don't ask for taxpayer dollars. We don't ask for generally anything from the city of Burlington except the incredible resources that are provided, like electricity and those types of things. So we are kind of an island out there, but we are owned and operated and managed by the city of Burlington through my position and making sure that we have a great partnership and great collaboration to make sure everything that we do out there is supported financially inside of itself.
For the record, one of the things that I appreciate, although we are technically outside of the city of Burlington, we're super close, really easy to take the bus to the airport. I've been known to ride my bike to the airport, lock it up, go on overnight trips or longer, and come back and sort of bike home. And so I very much appreciate the airport and sort of where you are and what you do.
And that's exactly our thought process is we are a small hub airport. We are a community airport and we want people to be welcomed whether you're pedaling your bike there. We have lockers in our garage to lock them up. We have bike racks. We have, of course, parking for vehicles and charging stations for new vehicles. So there's all sorts of things to make sure that our community is involved in the future of the airport.
Yeah, so you talked a little bit about sort of how you're one of 16 city departments. Talk about, you've got a commission. Tell us about that government body.
Yeah, so we do have an advisory board, our airport commission. It's a 7-member board that reports to the city council. That actually was recently changed a couple of years ago, where we have now 5 members of the city of Burlington, 1 member of the city of South Burlington, and 1 member of the city of Winooski. Again, that's that collaboration of communities, plural, that are involved with our airport, because it is such an impactful space and place that we want to make sure that the voices of multiple communities are heard. That voice is truly through our airport commission. And of course, that goes to the city council. And then the day-to-day operations are through my team and our office.
You know, as a city department, you too sort of are abiding by the Net Zero Energy Roadmap, which is the city's vision on how we're going to transition away from fossil fuels in the built environment and ground transportation sectors. Mm-hmm. Tell us sort of what net zero at the airport means to you and some of the work you have underway.
Yeah, as many net zero conversations happen, it can be complicated. It can be complex both from a regulatory standpoint and a practicality and sometimes a financial standpoint. But we at the airport want to make sure, literally from the ground up, that we're contributing as best and as powerful as we possibly can. Our fleet of vehicles is first and foremost on our mind. We did not have any electric vehicles. We did not procure or move forward for many, many years, mostly because the technology didn't work or wasn't available to us for the type of vehicles that we need. Well, that's changing, and the opportunities are definitely out there. This past year alone, we went from 0 to 6 vehicles in our fleet that are 100% electric, and that includes day-to-day vehicles that we travel. And in fact, I drove here to the Burlington Electric Department in a 100% electric vehicle, and that is now used for administration and a policy change that says if you're leaving the airport for business, you're going to be using electricity from now on. all the way to our operational and maintenance teams. Now we have trucks. We have vehicles that are working trucks out on that airfield, out on the center line of that runway that we've never had before that use zero fuel. And then it gets bigger into buildings. What are we building? What are we moving forward with? And how do we maintain that net zero goal in mind and our sustainable mission in mind to build our new facilities?
I understand that you do have your own sustainability plan. And we, when we think about sustainability, we, of course, think about energy first and foremost, but we do think about other things as well.
We always go immediately to energy and electricity, but we also look at wastewater and our water systems and our solid waste and everything in between. How can we reduce our footprint of each one of those elements? Again, to get us ready for the future of the airport, like a brand new terminal that's coming online right now, scheduled for next year. So how do we build all of that, keeping those things in mind, getting that sustainability plan in place, looking at our greenhouse gas emissions from both aircraft all the way to our vehicle fleet? Each one of those things will help us get to where we want to be on that roadmap and get us to an accreditation process. And the airport group or Airport Council International, they have an airports accreditation process that is extremely difficult to go through, but we're going through that. And we're one of only two airports right now in New England that is doing that, Boston being one of them, and we're going to be the second once we get our accreditation, hopefully this year.
I'm curious, Nick, if that sustainability work includes sort of local businesses, innovation. Again, sustainability is broad for the Net Zero Energy Roadmap.
We talk to our local partners, and that can be everything from large entities like the Vermont Air National Guard to local employee-owned companies like Heritage Aviation or Skinny Pancake in the airport, Hudson News, Pratt & Whitney, which is a major East Coast destination right here in Burlington. They are all doing what they can to reduce their emissions. And that also goes down to the smallest tenants, but very important to our ecosystem at the airport, which are individual aircraft owners and pilots. And we're working with a group of pilots right now that have a hangar, multiple parking hangars, and they're looking to put solar on that hangar just to reduce their energy emissions. And that conversation happens through generally lease negotiations. How can we make sure that we're hitting those roadmap items and specifically our sustainability plan by saying, hey, we're going to rent to you, but these are our goals as a city, as a community, as an airport. We want you to hit those goals, and here's how you can do that.
Can we back up a little bit? Can you talk about, you say accreditation. Tell us what that means. Accredited to be what? To be or do what? Or to prove what?
That's a great question. So again, this is through the Airport Council International. They are the only airport accreditation program in the entire world. And they, through incredible data collection and research and challenging airports to make sure that they hit their goals, they have this, generally it's a seven, and they call it the 7+ step program. And step one being mapping or inventorying your greenhouse gas emissions. What's your baseline? What are you trying to achieve from that baseline? That accreditation process, again, goes through those multiple steps of mapping all the way to reduction. And each one of those steps requires third-party analysis and review of data that we might support. This is the first year that we're actually going through it. It started with a full greenhouse gas emissions inventory, which is on our website, btv.aero. And that's the mapping process. That's our baseline.
Can you talk a little bit about the new terminal and what you have in mind to begin to reduce fossil fuel from natural gas?
Yeah, amazing segue into our next terminal program, which we aptly named Project Next. And this is our north replacement project. It is going to change the layout entirely of our north concourse area. Mostly, if you fly American or United, you're going to see those changes pretty significantly. And we're scheduled to put shovels in the ground in just a few months. It's going to take some time, of course, to build. But when we looked at designing this building, and we associated it with our accreditation process and our inventory and our sustainability plan, we constantly challenged ourselves and asked the questions of how we can reduce scope 2 emissions, those indirect energy systems like gas or electricity, and how can we design this new building in a sustainable way, not just now, but into the future. And we looked at some really creative ideas to make sure this building was kind of self-sustaining in and of itself. How do we reduce natural gas use for our heating and cooling? Well, let's use geothermal. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing underneath the building. We're going to be drilling wells using the power of earth and heating and cooling this building so that we don't have to rely on natural gas like we have been with our current terminal. And how do we build this building without using traditional methods like steel and things like that? Well, we said, let's build with sustainable wood resources like mass timber and some of those programs. And that's exactly what we came up with Project Next is yes to those answers. We need to build sustainable. We need to build geothermal as part of this building. Check. That is absolutely going to happen in this new building. Can this building support solar and across the entire roof? Yes, it can. And the cost of building something like this does increase, but it's a one-time increase to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the rest of the building's future and for the airport's future.
How big will the new terminal be, or this new space?
So this is going to be three-story new building, probably a 25,000 square foot facility on the first and second floor. And then the third floor is also, again, going to be mass timber and geothermal powered. That is going to be the new airport administration offices. But as part of that, customer experience is also a big part of the conversation. So as part of the new third floor, we wanted to bring the nostalgia of going back to the observation tower that so many people remember. You know, right now it's open, but it's only open for people that have tickets, airline tickets that are behind TSA security. Well, we incorporated a new third floor lounge area, event space, conference room space, and an outdoor patio space for events or for those that just want to come and watch air traffic or watch the beautiful mountains of Mount Vansfield because it's a beautiful view there. You can go out on the rooftop deck at pretty much at any times during business hours and look over the airfield and bring that nostalgia of that observation.
So, Nick, I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't talk about GHG from plane transportation. Yep. I realize you don't control that, but it is something we need to talk about.
Yeah, the EPA, in coordination with Department of Transportation, the Federal Aviation Administration, they just recently released a report. And in that report, it talks about all U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. So of the entire U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, 29% of that is coming from the transportation sector. Within that 29%, the transportation sector, aircraft emissions is 8% of the greenhouse gas emissions, again, within the transportation sector. So even lower in the grand scheme of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. And Burlington, the airport, and throughout the state, contributes less than 4% of the total greenhouse gas emissions. So there's lots of things that, even though we don't control it, there's things that are happening on both the local and the national level, most importantly, through policy changes and new types of initiatives to reduce that greenhouse gas emission goal.
And I feel like we need to talk about BETA as an example of that. Tell us about BETA for folks that don't know and how interesting and exciting it is that they're in our backyard doing their research.
It's unbelievable that they're in our backyard and doing this right here in Vermont, growing, of course, throughout the East Coast and throughout the country and beyond. And BETA Technologies is now one of the world-renowned leaders in electric aviation technology. They are creating a new type of aircraft that doesn't use fuel at all. And that's really incredible. And by the way, that's also a motivation and a tool that we used on how we design an airport. How do we make sure this new terminal can accommodate these future types of aircraft? And that accommodation is the flexibility that we need. So again, in the United States, that sector of transportation and the FAA has really stepped in saying we need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in aviation. How can we do that? What are the goals for 2030 and beyond? And part of that is getting a new type of fuel into the ecosystem of aviation. That's called sustainable aviation fuel. That's a hybrid fuel mix that can be really put into aircraft, into today's technology of aircraft, which is getting better. Engines are more efficient and cleaner and better. And using these sustainable aviation fuel systems to reduce, if not eliminate, aviation greenhouse gas emissions. But that elimination goes right back to beta. Eliminating is electric, and eliminating is getting that electric capability and that invention of electric aircraft into the ecosystems of all airports.
Nick, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with listeners?
The message from the airport is we are constantly thinking about sustainability. We have amazing partners with Burlington Electric and beyond, all of our local entities and tenants, to make sure no matter what we're talking about, aircraft, new buildings, passenger experience, sustainability needs to be at the forefront of those conversations.
Great. Well, thanks, Nick. It was a really fun conversation.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.